does, I'll announce it, but he hasn't. He won't go today. So. Kendrick's fine. Yeah.
He explained that his numbers weren't right. Was it the same thing in relation to what DeMarco in terms of hydration level?
No, hydration and loads in terms of practice are two entirely different things. Just kind of what he was from a body standpoint. So just backed off him a little bit. Just your workload.
Pretty significant injury with Corey going down yesterday. Just talk about that and the options.
Just bad, you know, you first and foremost, you just feel so bad for him because he's worked so hard and had invested so much into this. Great young man. You know, it was tough talking to him yesterday. He got his MRI in the morning and then came back. And I just got in there right after Chris had told him what the outcome was. But, you know, just one of those freak things. His foot was planted kind of a little bit awkwardly when you see the tape and when the contact happened, and it went. So feel for him. He's going to get operated on. He'll be with us. You know, we'll put him on injured reserve, and he'll stay with us for the entire year. We'll get him in all the meetings and get him up to speed in terms of what we are. Hopefully, as we talk to him about, he won't use this as a rookie year, and that next year won't be his rookie year. This will be it. He'll learn everything he needs to learn from a mental standpoint, and we'll start the rehab as soon as possible with him. So
what's the plan for the slot?
We're going to rotate a lot of guys in there. Watkins will be in there. Eric Rowe will be in there. Biggers will be in there. And then we all know that we have Walter and Malcolm, but we had already planned for the first 2 weeks of just using corners in there anyway. So we'll make an adjustment if need be after this Colt week.
Jalen wasn't getting on the field very much as a rookie. Why was that? You had, you know, you struggled at corner, and yet he still didn't really play.
Yeah. You know, I think he just wasn't better than Nolan, and who was our dime in our fifth and sixth, and Boykin at that point in time. So,
was there a reason why you had to do the Boykin trade when you did before camp?
No, it was just when Pittsburgh contacted us. So there was no reason, no rhyme to it. Again, we weren't shopping him to anybody. They called, you know, as I said last year at draft time, and we turned them down. Then they called just about a week before camp, and we didn't accept it. And then they upped their offer just when we were headed to camp. So it was really what they were looking to do, but we weren't shopping Brandon at all. So.
Could have gotten the same offer if you waited 2 weeks.
No idea.
Do you feel like you have guys here who are you comfortable with what you have as far as your slot options?
Yeah, we're comfortable in terms of what we have right now.
Was Rowe one of the names that you mentioned that are
yes.
Parking in there?
Yeah, Rowe, Watkins, and Biggers are the three nickels today.
The initial plan, right, was to have them on the outside. So
We've been a week into camp. The initial plan was always to use corner, so we were going to move Eric anyway, so find out who the best option was.
Significance when you put out your depth chart should we read into what you put out there?
Put out what?
The depth chart.
Derek Boyko put out the depth chart. So, hope that answers your question.
Derek, how much significance?
For Shepard's roster spot, are you going to hold that spot?
We're holding his spot, yeah. We're not going to expose him to the waiver wire, so he's with us.
How do you feel like Jalen has been practicing lately?
Jalen's done a nice job. You know, did a nice job, you know, since camp has started. So I know Billy and Corey have been happy with him. He's got some versatility. He's got nickel. He's got corner. He's got safety ability. So, but we feel like Jalen's done a nice job since we got here.
He talked about his technique. Do you see a dramatic improvement?
He's gotten a lot better from a technical standpoint, yeah.
Where does Denzel Rice fit into that whole group?
He's in the mix. You know, we're not going to – you only got a certain amount of snaps, so – we're still looking at Watt there, still looking at Biggers there. Now Eric will kind of move into that spot, and then at some point in time it'll be Denzel, it'll be Walter. I mean, we still have yet to play a preseason game, so we got a long way to go here. So
I know you don't pay attention much to how the reps go first, second, third team, but for those of us who do, it's basically been Sam 9%, Mark 10% with the first team. How has that been playing out? You talked about a quarterback competition.
Ryan just rolls those guys, so. Again, we're just, when you're in there, are you moving the group? Are you completing the ball? Are you putting the ball where it's supposed to be? Are you making good decisions? Are you doing all that? So, not a real big thing.
It's based upon his impression of how well the quarterbacks are.
No, he just rolls them. So, I don't, you can ask him when you talk to him.
What have you liked so far from watching Thurman at safety?
Very productive. You know, if you watched him Sunday in the link, I think he had two interceptions and caused a fumble. I think he leads the defensive backs right now and turnovers caused, whether it be interceptions or fumbles caused. He just kind of has a knack of being around the ball. I think he's a real savvy player back there, has fit in really well. It's been kind of seamless for him in that transition from corner to safety, but he just always seems to be around the ball making plays.
Starter at this point?
No. we got four more games. I mean, he could hurt his leg tomorrow. So, I mean, you can consider him the starter today for today's practice, yeah.
I know you didn't have the benefit of hindsight, but were you leaning on Ja'Cory Shepherd to help fill Boykin's role? And
no.
Does it change the way that you look at that?
No, we just felt like we had really good depth in the secondary, better than we've ever had since we've been here. So, you know, with kids like Eric and Ja'Cory that you throw into the mix with Evans, with Denzel Rice, and then bringing in Walter, bringing in Biggers, bringing in Max, man, we just felt like we were a lot deeper in the secondary than we've ever been. So, and then what we were offered, they finally got it up to a fourth, we just felt like we couldn't pass up that opportunity. So,
what kind of first week did Eric Rowe have, and do you have any reticence about moving him to a second position?
No, because it was a plan all along. All those guys have to be versatile. If they're not going to end up being the starter, then they got to be able to play everywhere. So that's part of the whole plan. But, I think through the spring we kept him in one position specifically just to get his feet wet. I thought he did a really nice job competing with Nolan out there. He's taken a lot of – Corey's repetitions out there. He lets those guys kind of go with the first team sometimes. I think he's done a really good job in matchups when we're in one-on-ones or three-on-twos. So I thought Eric's had a really good first week.
Krasinski had a couple interceptions last week in practice. How's he progressing?
Chris is doing a really nice job, and that's going to be an interesting battle with the safety position. When you got Cenk and Maragos and Walt and Chris, and then you throw Cup and Earl and Ed Reynolds on there. It's another position we're gonna have to make some difficult decisions when it comes down to the end. I think he'll be cleared. He'll start doing some things. He'll be cleared and back on the field for Monday after the Colts. So he won't play in the Colt game.
Is the plan to give Sam Bradford some playing time on Sunday?
We haven't had any discussions about what we're doing Sunday until we get through. We got today and then two more big days of practice on Wednesday, Thursday, and then we'll start to kind of hone in on the Colts game when we get Friday or Saturday.
Did you talk in the spring about Mark Sanchez a year later in the system and how shoulder surgery and how he looked different? Do you see something different in this camp as opposed to last year's camp?
Same with, I think, all those guys that are in year two. I think he just has a better command. This isn't his first preseason training camp with us. In our system, understanding how we train, how we call plays, how we run drills and things like that. I just think you can see that he's a lot more comfortable.
With regards to Bradford, did he surprise you with the way he played last week and the fact that he hasn't missed a practice or any missing?
Did that surprise me? No.
What happened to Mays and what's your plan for that?
Mays ruptured a tendon in his finger. So he's scheduled for surgery at some point in time.
Are you filling that spot today?
Yeah.
Last year in the dime, you moved Nolan inside and played him in that dime linebacker spot. Did you thought about moving Nolan into the slot also and just bringing him in a different outside corner? Or is that?
Yeah, after 1 week of practice, we've thought of a lot of things. So we got four more weeks to go in preseason and then another week of preparation until we play Atlanta. So any guy that lines up at nickel today, I wouldn't kind of write it down that he's going to be the starting nickel when we play the Falcons. There's a lot of different combinations that can – that can express themselves. A lot of, some other guys could get hurt and decisions don't even have to be made because now you're down to X, so.
Rowe played inside in college.
Yeah, he did. He played safety in college. And then he moved, it does help him. And he moved out to corner just his senior year. So that was one of the things that we were attracted to him about when we got to, in the draft was his position versatility. But we felt he was a corner, when Corey worked him out. And then I was out there with Ed at his pro day. We felt he had NFL corner skills, we always want to start on the outside and then be able to move in. So we felt that because he had played safety and has the man-to-man cover skills that he would be a natural nickel anyway. So
Brandon Graham doesn't fit a lot of your size parameters. But
actually does. But the only thing he's short is just height. But weight-wise, he does. Arm length, he does. Strength numbers we look at does. He fits all those. He's just not the height that you want, but I think his arm length and his power and his weight are exactly what we're looking for.
What does he do to offset perhaps what he lacks in height?
His power. I think he's a lot of times he's a very difficult. He can really set an edge, and turn the ball back inside, especially in the run game. Sometimes when you're taking a shorter outside linebacker, you worry about them being able to set the edge. But he's outstanding at that. That's really one of his strengths.
What was Benny the best?
Who?
Logan Pennyworth.
I just like all those guys. They're all progressing. I think he's been fantastic for us. So, all of them are never, in their opinion or in our opinion, what they can be. You know, I think they're always striving to get better, but that's, I think that entire D line is kind of has that same mindset, whether it's Benny said or Fletch. You know, I think they're continuing to grow, continuing to a little bit stronger, develop more pass rush moves, to, you know, add a little bit more to their game. But I think he's been outstanding. So.
What's the value in having that group intact from last year? They're all back. They're all together again.
Just that you don't worry about it. You know, we don't spend a whole heck of a lot of time when we're making defensive personnel meetings on the defensive line just because you have so many veterans in those positions, you know, and it's and they're young. You know, that's the other thing. It's not like they're long in the tooth. You know, Fled and Sed and Fletch are the older guys in the group. You know, Benny's just going into year three. That whole group as a whole is very consistent in terms of their production on a day in and day out basis, and you know it's kind of something you can always just kind of count on. Is that our D line right now, barring any type of injury, is in pretty good shape.
Chip, along the lines we said about Brandon, I mean your DNs aren't really the tall tree 6'6" guys that you probably like Armstead. How do they compensate?
Fletch is pretty tall.
6'6"?
No, 6'4" plus. But
is I mean.
Fletch, very long arm, yeah. I mean, Fletch is ideal for what we're looking for. So Brandon Barrett is up there. I think Taylor Hart, 6'6". We just took a 6'9 kid, so I think our defensive ends match up pretty well for what I think Fletch can play any position on the defensive line in any system in the National Football League. So he could be a nose, he could be a 3 technique, he could be a 1 technique, he could be a 5 technique and a 4-3, he could be a 4 technique. I think anybody out there would take his size, height, and weight parameters for what he's doing. So,
as you more guys built this roster in the offseason, and a lot of guys do reflect the prototypes you look for. As you go forward and bring a team in, you are willing to overlook some things if they compensate in other areas.
I mean, yeah, we always do. Have you seen Darren Sproles? I mean, you still have to be a productive player. I mean, he doesn't fit the prototype for anything, but you know, you would always take a Darren Sproles. I mean, it's we have parameters in what we're going to do, but there's still production standpoints that you look at that. We feel, you know, you're always going to look at, so.
Is there anybody other than Kiko and Copeland that won't practice today?
No, that's it. Just those two. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.